Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in. Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. We're going to wrap the week up today. Glad you've been with us. Hope you've been with us all week. We do this daily at 11 o'clock in the morning. Complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective. And we've been talking the last couple days, especially since the Romeo College announcement has been confirmed, at least a date, time, and location for where he will pick from his final three, about how crazy it is. Everybody wants to know where he's going. It's obviously been a huge storyline for a number of years now, but especially his senior year at New Albany, the crowds. I mean, we go through it quite often. But I tell you what, honestly, I really was thinking just about the interaction I have with you guys that do listen every day, the guys that do tune in the podcast every day. I have had an abnormal number of tweets and texts and emails during the show about Romeo, wanting to know specifics, wanting to know questions. Maybe you missed a segment about something we've already talked about, wanting to know something about that. So there's no question that this thing is drawing an absolute unbelievable amount of tension from everybody involved. And I was thinking to the announcement coming up on April 30th, the time is 7 o'clock, the destination is New Albany High School. It may be unbelievable in that gym, and it may not just be perhaps a sellout, and it's really hard to call it a sellout when there's no ticket or no admission, but a full house at the doghouse, I think that's a great possibility. I think a packed house is absolutely for sure. But talking with someone yesterday about when Cody Zeller made his announcement at Washington, there was 75, 80, 85, 90 media people there. And I think that you'll have the television stations in Louisville. I'm sure you'll have some radio stations that want to be involved in the decision. You're obviously going to have all the IU beat writers and all the local media sources. I'm going to go on record and say I think it'll be 100-plus media, if not 150 media, in attendance that day with all kinds, across the board, television, radio, newspaper. I think it will just be an absolute crazy evening. Kind of a finality to what his career has been like, the fanfare, the crazy environments that he's played in, the lines for autographs, all the national, statewide, local attention that he has had. But we're coming up on the close, no question about it, and it's going to be fun to talk about it and get prepared about it. I don't know that we're going to have a lot of news. I don't know that there's going to be a reason for Romeo to be in front of the media again. Maybe the Mr. Basketball announcement coming up the day before his college decision. I'm sure that that's obviously hosted by the Indianapolis Star. He will be interviewed about the Mr. Basketball Award. He's obviously the front runner for that award, but it might get a little quiet. It's never been too lively with the Lankford family, which I applaud them for that, but there may not be any more breaking news. There may not be any more things that get out there that raise the excitement level between now and the decision, because his hoop summit, he's there now in Oregon. He will not play, it does not sound like, in the game tonight, but because of concussion protocol. But it doesn't sound like after that. I mean, there's no more All-Star games. He's not going to be out of town in front of media or with some of the national recruiting people that are going to want to interview him again. So it may be the most painful time for IU fans, at least, and other fans too. I think Vanderbilt fans are really sweating things right now after feeling good about this thing a couple months ago. But it may be a really painful couple weeks until the decision is announced for IU fans, because not only is it just kind of looming on until that announcement is made, but also there may not be a chance to really get any more news. There may not be a reason for any more comments to the media about this thing from Romeo or his family. So going to be very interesting. I know a lot of Indiana fans believe they have to be in good shape with the announcement being a public announcement at New Albany High School. Obviously, there'll be a ton of IU fans, both locally and probably even beyond, it sounds like, that are going to come to the announcement. But anything's possible. I mean, Romeo and his family have kept this thing very close to the vest. I know some of the people, the national prognosticators and crystal ball projections have swung heavily to Indiana over the last couple days. But I don't know if that's because they truly know something, they're truly hearing something from sources that are legitimate, or if they're just putting two and two together like a lot of us are and a lot of hopeful IU fans are, that it makes sense it would be Indiana in this format, that if it was going to be Vanderbilt or Kansas, the opportunity to do that would have been on ESPN during the McDonald's game, or up in Brooklyn during the Jordan Brand Classic, or out in Oregon working out with USA Basketball. So we'll see. It's going to be, like I said, a fun couple weeks to break it down and talk about it and go through, I'm sure, every scenario possible. That's what we will do with some great guests that know a lot more about it than I do over the next couple weeks. But as far as anything new, it's always possible, but I don't know that we'll get that much new between now and the decision itself. So really curious to see what things are like on that Monday. We're going to talk with Jim Shannon here a little bit later in the program, and I don't want to press him too much because I don't know that all the final details, I should say, have been put in place. But it'll be interesting just to see how they set it up and how many fans actually do come out and how crazy the media contingent is there. Just it'll almost, to me, be a little surreal to see something like that happen in a Southern Indiana gym. You know, you see these great players, nationally ranked players, come out of big cities all the time. I've seen them year after year in some of the shoe circuit ball and the old Nike camp that used to be up in Indianapolis at IUPUI. That was just an unbelievable collection of talent for years and years before the shoe game really kind of got split and there were so many different options. But it was basically the best 200 kids in the country were there. So you got to see the top 5, top 10, top 15 level kids in the summer. But I've never seen one from right here in our backyard in Southern Indiana. So will be fun to follow. Let's take a look at the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us today is going to be a little different lineup for Friday. Jared Morris is unavailable today of Assembly Call. We were going to talk some IU basketball, Jawan Morgan to the NBA. That's another big note we're going to talk about here in just a second. But Jim Shannon of New Albany, head coach at New Albany, will jump on with us for a few minutes, and we'll talk about what Romeo's month has been like, how he's doing injury-wise after getting hit across the bridge of his nose in the Jordan Brand Classic. Also catch up on what he knows about the Mr. Basketball announcement that will be at Butler University on April 29th. And then, of course, the big decision on April 30th with Romeo Langford. We'll talk about that as well. Then later in the program, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star stops by for his regular segment on Fridays. With Kyle, we'll talk a little bit about Jawan Morgan testing the NBA waters. We'll also talk some about, I'm sure, Romeo and the upcoming decision, and, of course, all the other activities that still await Romeo and the close of the high school and school year for 2017-18. Indiana All-Stars, and a lot of other stuff cooking out there that I know people in this area want to know about. They want to know how to buy tickets. They want to know where the junior senior game is going to be played at. Maybe that's another chance to see New Albany and Romeo and Sean in action. And, of course, how to get tickets for the Bellarmine game. So a lot of things we'll run through with Kyle when he joins us a little bit later in the program. Then in the final segment, have a new guest today, a different guest, Hayes Gardner. He's out in Portland. He has been in Portland all week for the Nike Hoop Summit event, and even though Romeo, it does not look like, will play in the game tonight, Hayes has had a chance to catch up with Romeo this week a couple different times. We'll get the latest from the event overall, how things are going, and the latest on Romeo Langford for him. So once again, a lot of Romeo talk today on the Hoosier Report. Our guest lineup is presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget that you can stop by Honey Baked Ham and tell them you listen to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and they will help you out with $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Just mentioned the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. And also the Hoosier headlines today, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. They are presented each day by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. And in addition to all the Romeo stuff that continues to float out there, for the IU roster as it is now, with what we know 100% who Indiana has on the roster for next season, who's coming and going as of this Friday, April 13th, Some big news yesterday, maybe a little delayed from what people thought it might be, but Indiana junior Juwan Morgan announced that he would enter his name into the NBA draft, but key part here, will not hire an agent. Entering the draft without an agent gives him the opportunity to come back after some opportunities to work out in front of NBA personnel and scouts. It also opens him up for the opportunity to be invited to the NBA Combine, which will take place in May, I believe, in Chicago. Now, those Combine invites, I haven't seen anybody that I've talked to that expects Juwan Morgan to even get a Combine invite, let alone be drafted by an NBA team. So he will probably get some opportunities to work out for NBA teams, but without an agent, he retains his eligibility and could come back to Indiana for next season, which I think everyone expects him to do. But as the quote in the release from Archie Miller said, he said, quote, "I think Juwan improved as much as any player in the country this past season. The rules are in place to allow an individual to get valuable feedback, and we support Juwan in wanting to find out where he stands and learn what he needs to work on in the eyes of key decision makers professionally." So Archie's right. I don't know that there was an improved player in the country in the college basketball landscape as much as what Juwan Morgan was last season. And that bodes well for him when NBA scouts look at upside and ability to improve and get ready for the next level. Do I think Juwan will get drafted or really even be in the conversation to get drafted this June in the NBA draft? No, I can't imagine a situation where he doesn't come back to Indiana to complete his career as a Hoosier. But it's a no-brainer. If you're anywhere close, even if you're an underclassman, if you're anywhere close or have hopes to make the NBA or have hopes to play overseas at a high level, why not take the opportunity to hear from people other than your college coach, NBA decision makers, what you need to do to give yourself the best chance to become a draftable player, to become a player that could compete in the best level of basketball in the world. So it makes a lot of sense. I think with Juwan Morgan, a lot of people thought if he was going to announce, he may have done so within the last 2, 3, 4 weeks. That decision took a little time for whatever reason. Juwan probably trying to get some information, trying to figure out what the right thing was for him. But probably a really smart thing for Juwan to do this, and probably a good thing for Indiana next season that he is going to do this. He is going to obviously be in tip-top shape going into whatever workouts and opportunities surrounding this a chance to declare for the draft, that he can get to show his skills in front of NBA folks. And that can only make him a better player, a more in-shape player, and even give some confidence to him when he hears good things, potentially what could happen with him in the future coming back for his senior season. Morgan said he, quote, "wanted to gather as much information as possible and see what opportunities may be out there." He said, quote, "It has always been a goal of mine to play basketball at the highest level, and this is the first step. It's important to get an honest evaluation, and that is what I'm looking for." So between Juwan's quotes and between Coach Miller's quotes, it seems like everybody's on the same page, which you would expect with a decision like this, especially without getting an agent, retaining his eligibility to return next season. But good stuff for Juwan, and will give us something to follow and talk about and see what type of workouts he could land. Could he somehow sneak into the draft combine? I guess it's a possibility. But, again, I haven't talked to anybody right now that sees him on a draft board, that even sees him getting one of the NBA combine picks. And that's one of the things we haven't talked about it this year, because we didn't have a player locally or of interest that had declared for the draft yet. I'm sure we'll talk more now about the draft as a whole now that Juwan has made himself eligible for the draft. But I think one thing you got to talk about is, this isn't just with Juwan Morgan, but with so many of the players, even the good names in college basketball from this last season that are underclassmen that have declared for the NBA draft, the NBA Combine, that's the big deal to go to. That's the big opportunity to get seen by all the franchises, multiple people from each franchise. If you get to that, you really got some momentum going into the NBA draft. But there are so few spots. I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's 50 or less spots in the NBA draft combine, the official combine. So a lot of people, not just Juwan Morgan, will likely be left out of that opportunity, out of that event, when that list is announced here coming up later on. I think the combine is the middle of May, May 16th through 20th, it looks like, and it is in Chicago again. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill. It's where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville. It's where fun happens. Also, don't forget the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf cards are hot off the presses. This year's card features Chariot Run, Polo Fields, Woodhaven Country Club, South Park Country Club, Henry County Country Club, Elk Run, Valley View, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $20 a round on the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf card. Some of these courses are private, and you can only play if you're a member or have the Big X Sports Radio golf card. There is a limited amount, so get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com or call 812-725-1457. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with New Albany coach Jim Shannon after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back and joined by New Albany coach Jim Shannon here on this Friday edition of the Hoosier Report on the Big X Sports Radio. And Coach Shannon, I know you had a chance to you joined us from down in Atlanta for the McDonald's game, which was a lot of fun to be at that and follow Romeo. And fans from New Albany and fans from across Southern Indiana and the state, of course, a ton of IU fans hopeful that Romeo will be in the Candy Stripes next season, have enjoyed following these All-Star games. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like Romeo will play in the Nike Hoop Summit tonight because of an injury that he got knocked on a little bit during the Jordan Brand Classic.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, Matt. He took a pretty good hit last weekend, and I think they just want to be sure that, you know, he's okay. Kind of one of those concussion protocol deals.
I tell you what, his schedule, even since the end of the high school season, which is rigorous enough, but his schedule to start this month, Atlanta, Brooklyn, and still out in Portland, even though it doesn't look like he's going to play going through those festivities and hopefully trying to enjoy himself a little bit. He's had an opportunity, a real opportunity to travel and see some NBA cities, and I'm sure kind of a whirlwind of a three and a half week period for him.
He's been awfully busy, to say the least. You know, I usually make out a calendar for our kids in basketball for April, May, and June, and I'm still working on that. Of course, I have a personal calendar also, but then I also have a Romeo Langford calendar, so I have to make one totally separate, and sometimes I'll include it on everybody's, but for the most part, I have to do that, not only to keep up with where he's at and what he's doing, but also for all the requests that we get for people to want him to make appearances and that kind of thing. So, and it's not just him. I mean, part of it's just him, of course, a large part of it. But, you know, people want us to make appearances, you know, other kids on our team too, and myself included. So we try to do the best we can to get around to everybody. We try not to say no to anyone. But whether it be, you know, visiting classrooms to read to kids or just to make appearances to talk with them, or, you know, he's got a couple requests to be at awards programs for some elementary schools. And I don't know, there's so many things. Like I said, I really cannot keep up with the demand for his attention. So I have to get it all on a calendar, and I'm in the process of making that out. And then I'll run that over with his dad, see what he can do and what he can't do. But for 99% of it, they always try to accommodate and do everything they can to help people in the community. So they're really good about that. So it's been a whirlwind for him. It has been for us. We're all busy with it. We're excited about it. We're excited about Sunday, April the 29th, when we head up to Butler, to Clues Hall, for the announcement of Mr. Basketball and the rest of the various awards that will be given out by the Indy Star. And hopefully Romeo will be Mr. Basketball. I know everybody thinks that's a foregone conclusion, and I'm pretty confident that he will get that award. But nonetheless, until we see it in print or hear it announced that night. We just have to wait and see. But that'll be on the 29th. And then the very next night, the 30th, here at New Albany High School in the gym, he'll make his announcement as to where he wants to go to school on the 30th at 7 o'clock p.m., and that will be open to the public.
I know a lot of people asking about that. It's open to the public, as you just said. No ticket process or anything like that planned, though. It will just be simply arrived at a certain time. The doors will open, and fans will be able to, I assume, sit where they are able to sit, first come, first serve.
Yes, that is correct. At this point, we're not going to do any ticket allotment or anything like that. Matt, whenever you do something like this, this is our first rodeo on something like this. And, we have no way of knowing if 1,000 people are going to show up or 5,000 people are going to show up or something in between that. I mean, you just really don't know. But we'll have enough personnel here, and we'll accommodate as many people as we possibly can. I don't know what time the doors are going to open or anything like that. That hasn't come out yet, but we'll let people know plenty ahead of time what time they can get here. But I do know that we're going to start the festivities at 7 o'clock that evening. But we have not, made out an agenda or itinerary for that night yet, so I can't really tell people what's going to be done or said or that kind of thing. But for the most part, it'll just be Romeo making his decision.
New Albany coach Jim Shannon joining us here on this Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. You know, we talked some about this after the state championship season a few years ago, and you've been in the game for a long time, 20 years at one school alone over your long career. It's just not heard of. I mean, you hear coaches. I just saw the Ben Davis coach leaving to go to Perry Meridian. He's a lifelong Indiana high school basketball coach, and he was at Ben Davis for 7 or 8 seasons, and that seems to be really a long tenure for people nowadays. But 20 years at one location, a state championship a couple years ago, now you've got a player that's likely going to win Mr. Basketball, and is the clear front runner. I think everybody can agree for that award. Does it ever just hit you that, what some of these opportunities have been like and some of these experiences for you as the head coach have been like over the last couple of years, all the way through some activities that will happen later this month?
Well, it's been unbelievable. Unbelievable, right? I've been so blessed and just happy that I was, been able to be here for 20 years. Yes, it's very difficult to stay in one place for very long, for various reasons. But most of all, because I think that coaches get burnt out. That's one thing that happens because of all the time that you have to spend. And sometimes changing to another job kind of rejuvenates them, rejuvenates their career, gets their juices flowing again. I just try to go into every year pretending it's my first year. I can't always do that. I try. You can't fake yourself out that much. You know it's not your first year, but I try to do that as much as possible. But anytime you stay this long, you're gonna have some enemies, obviously. You're going to have cut some kids. When you do that, you usually make lifelong enemies of parents. They can't seem to get over that forever. Or you don't play their son as much as they'd like for you to play him, or just whatever it happens to be. But this is not an occupation that's mistake-free. Coaches make mistakes. I've made a bundle of them. But you try to do the best that you can, admit your mistakes, try to learn from them, and then move on to the next chapter. So that's what I try to do, Matt. One of the reasons why I've probably been able to stay here for 20 years, and we've had really great players, and we've had a lot of success. That never hurts. But, yeah, reading across the state how some people are leaving certain programs, even though they've been successful because, they're just ready for something else, seems to be happening quite a bit. So I'm proud that I've been able to stay here and endure the 20 years, but I'm also very blessed and lucky that I've received the support from the fans and the parents and the players and the administration to allow me to do that. So I feel very blessed and very lucky.
Jim Shannon of New Albany. Coach, before we let you go, and always great to catch up on so many different topics, but before we let you go, Romeo, when he gets back, you mentioned Mr. Basketball, the award ceremony for that, part of the Indiana Sports Awards by the Indianapolis Star on April 29th. Tickets are available at indystar.com for that. You mentioned April 30th, 7 o'clock at the Doghouse. No further details yet. Hope to have those soon, but 7 o'clock is when the festivities will begin. Also, you've got a banquet that is going to be well attended on April 26th at the Calumet Club in New Albany that will honor not just Romeo and the bundle of awards that I know you have to present him from your own program and other folks as well, but also Sean East and other key members of your team all the way down to the junior varsity levels.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the banquet we do every year. Your season is not 100% over until you have the banquet. Then you can put a period on an exclamation point, and the season is officially over. And the next day, while you start in on you know the next chapter or the next year. So we're looking forward to honoring Romeo and Sean, to say the least, our two great seniors, and the rest of our team at our banquet. And then we also are going to have a situation that's on the 26th. So that's 3 or 4 days prior to the Mr. Basketball announcement and prior to the Romeo's decision of college. So we've got that going on. And then we're going to have another night, probably early May, where we're going to be selling tickets, most likely, to the Indiana All-Star game that'll be at Bankers Life. So people need to kind of keep an ear out for that, keep an eye out for it. The announcement has not come out yet, but we will be selling tickets at New Albany High School. I just can't tell you the date yet, but they're going to send us an allotment of tickets, and they're going to be really good seats. They're going to be, you know, starting on row one and going up. So we'll make that announcement when we can.
Absolutely.
We're really looking forward to selling those.
Absolutely. Jim Shannon, head coach at New Albany. Coach, we will talk with you again real soon, I'm sure, with more detail when it's available on Romeo's decision format on April 30th, All-Star tickets and more. And, of course, you've got the Indiana All-Star Series ahead of you this summer, so we'll be in touch a lot here over the next couple months. Always great to catch up.
Well, we really appreciate it, Mac. Today's a great day to be a Bulldog, just like every day is, so appreciate you.
Absolutely. Jim Shannon of New Albany. We'll head to a commercial break and return with Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back with Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, who takes time out to join us Fridays for a lot of basketball discussion and more here on the Hoosier Report. And, Kyle, I know we normally stick with recruiting and Romeo and high school, but I want to start with Juwan Morgan. Obviously, an announcement yesterday that he is going to test the NBA waters. He isn't going to hire an agent, which means he will retain college eligibility as long as he returns or announces his intention to return back to the college game by the end of May. So an opportunity for him to get a lot of advice, maybe some workouts in with different franchises and teams, and to learn a little bit about what will make him, what could make him a better basketball player in the future.
Yeah, I guess, some people probably were surprised by that, especially those who are fans of IU. But I think this is kind of normal in today's college basketball world. If you have a chance to kind of test the waters and see what people think of you out there in professional basketball, and maybe you can get an idea of maybe yourself, what you need to work on. I think with Juwan Morgan, probably his outside shooting is something that, may keep him from going higher in the draft. And had a great season last year. Obviously, he improved a lot, but didn't really shoot it well from 3-point range necessarily, which is kind of a big part of today's basketball world anymore, especially for somebody at his size. So, it makes a lot of sense. I know, I had talked to Trayvon Blewett from Park Tudor, who played at Xavier, and he tested the waters a couple times and ended up coming back and playing at Xavier for his 4-year career. But I think it's just kind of the way of the world anymore. And why not go see? What do you have to? There's nothing to lose. Like you said, he didn't hire an agent, so he retained his eligibility and gets a chance to maybe see where he stands. But if I'm in his position, I do the same thing. It makes sense to go that route.
Yeah, it really doesn't make it really doesn't make sense why any player that has NBA aspirations down the road, that has that type of talent, wouldn't declare without an agent, just to go through the process, and you have the ability to talk with NBA personnel. And even if you don't get an invite, which I don't think Juwan is projected to by most people to the NBA Combine, there's so few spots there, but you still can get workouts, mm-hmm. and there's a couple other combines that are out there. I would just have to believe that when you're dealing with people that know the professional game, that work in the professional game, that represent teams and franchises, that you're going to listen to those people, and you can't do that unless you declare the way that Juwan has. So to me, it's a win-win. I know some people are like, well, he's, you know, what's he doing? He's not going to go to the NBA. He's not going to get drafted this year. But it's more of a long-term process, I guess, that these kids have to look at to put themselves in the best position. And Kyle, the way I see it is learning some things from, and not that Archie Miller hasn't helped him a lot this time there, but learning some things from pro guys probably will help him when he does return, which I think is the likely scenario, to Indiana for next season.
Yeah, I think all you're looking for is feedback, you know, and you get feedback from a different perspective maybe. And I think you're going to get the real deal. You're going to get, you're going to get the truth, I guess. And not that he's not getting that at the college level, but you know, it's a different, just a different perspective on your game. You know, it's something that, you know, I guess, you know, the bottom line is he can always come back to IU, and I think that's probably what will end up happening. I don't know for sure or anything, but, you know, he's clearly a player who is greatly improved, and has put the work in to get himself to this point, and, you know, had great numbers last year, and I think a lot of IU people, fans counting on him to be a huge piece of the puzzle next year. And I don't think that, you know, you should be worried, if he goes out and does really well and puts his name in, then, you know, then there clearly is a big hole to fill. But I think in his position, kind of like we've talked about, I mean, why not see what's out there? Why not get some feedback? And then, you know, maybe it helps him become an even better player when he comes back to IU, if nothing else. So. It does make sense. And when you used to have to declare and, you know, you'd be out, you couldn't come back. But now that they've opened that door up, we've seen a lot of players. And I, you know, like you said, I hear from fans a lot. It's like, well, he's not going to get drafted. He's not going to be a first round pick. And, you know, it's not that these kids think that necessarily. It's a shot for them to get some real feedback. And, you know, it's a dream for a lot of these players to go play in the NBA, so why not see, you know, what it's going to take you to get there?
Kyle Nedrip of the Indianapolis Star, first team Associated Press All-State team announced yesterday. Romeo Langford, obviously, on the team. Robert Fennessy on the team. Eric Hunter, Aaron Henry, Makai Larry of Evansville Ballsy. The only real surprise, I think, would be maybe Demezi Anderson, who also is going to join Fennessy in the 2018 class. Is second team, and that maybe Larry was first team. I saw a little blowback from folks on social media about that. Any thoughts about Demezi not getting on the first team, or is that a pretty accurate first team that they put out yesterday?
Well, I thought all five of the first teamers I thought were deserving. I think, you know, Demezi's probably somebody who you could also put in that mix. I think, you know, without hesitation, he could definitely be a first teamer. But, you know, Larry, you know, they do this a lot by votes, you know, and Larry gets a lot of support from the Evansville area, and rightly so, I think, with what he's accomplished down there and going to two state finals, and he's Evansville's all-time leading scorer. Anderson, in his own right, he's South Bend's all-time leading scorer with almost 2,000 points. So, you know, you can't go wrong with either one, but, you know, as we run into a lot, you know, and get a lot of feedback from people about the Indian All-Star team, you know, this kid has got to make it. He should have made it, you know, but okay, well, look at the team and tell me who you're going to take off there. You know, it's kind of the same thing here. I mean, I don't see any of those. It's not like there's a sore thumb sticking out of those five that made it. So it's just kind of the way it falls sometimes. And, you know, there's no shame in being second team All-State either. I didn't see any big issue with where any of the players landed on the first three teams. There was maybe a couple of honorable mention players I thought should have made it on the boys and girls side, but, you know, sometimes those are just I understand completely when you're putting these teams together, it's sometimes their names are just missed or underclassmen or maybe overlooked, you know, for the sake of seniors. But you know, not any huge problems I had with either the boys or the girls team.
I should also mention that Trace Jackson Davis, a junior of Center Grove, an IU target on the second team, as is 2019 player Keon Brooks of Fort Wayne North, and then Sean East of New Albany, an outgoing senior, was third team. Final question. This is the question of the day, Kyle. Will you be at the April 30th, 7 p.m. Romeo Langford announcement at New Albany High School?
I'm certainly planning on it. I actually went over and interviewed Bobby Cox at the IHSAA commissioner over there yesterday for something totally different. And we were talking about their upcoming board meeting and their annual meeting, and it happens to fall on April 30th. And he said, well, we might have to take a time out and see what's going on with Romeo's decision, you know, during the meeting, you know, because it falls on the same day, unfortunately for them. But yeah, I'll be down there, I'm sure. And I'm sure a lot of the media throughout the state, maybe the Midwest, will be there. But looking forward to it, and you know, should be a fun deal.
Kyle Neddenrip, Indianapolis Star, with us every Friday on the Hoosier Report. A lot of stuff coming up, Kyle. Mr. Basketball announcement, Indiana All-Star teams, Romeo announcements coming up. So it's going to be fun, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, sounds good, Matt. Thanks.
All right, we'll head to a commercial break. Come back with a final guest today that is going to be with us from Portland, Oregon. Hayes Gardner has been out there covering the Nike Hoop Summit. Romeo will not play, it doesn't look like, in tonight's game, the USA against the world. But he does have some updates for us from Oregon, and including an opportunity he had to talk with Romeo earlier in the week. So we'll get the latest on what Romeo had to say and more right here on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back with our final segment here on this Friday show. I'm joined by Hayes Gardner. You can follow him on Twitter at Hayes Gardner. He does a terrific job, or has done a terrific job, this week covering all the festivities at the Nike Hoop Summit event, which is taking place out in Portland, Oregon. A lot of practices and workouts in front of NBA draft personnel, I should say NBA team personnel and scouts this week. And then, of course, the big game will take place tonight. You can watch it on ESPN2. Hayes, thanks for coming on. We hope to really be gearing up for Romeo Langford's performance in the game tonight. Obviously, you've had a chance to talk with him, but real no on-the-court activities for him because of some concussion protocol. When he went up for a rebound at the Jordan Brand Classic, he got swiped pretty good there on the bridge of the nose. But you still, if I think, have had a chance to catch up with him and chat with him a couple times this week.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on, Matt. I was hoping to get a chance to watch Romeo Langford play, but of course he hasn't done anything. You know, with concussions, they're pretty careful, so I haven't seen him dribble a basketball once. But I did chat with him about his decision, especially with the Kansas stuff that came out on Tuesday. I asked him about that, if Kansas was still in the mix in spite of them being connected to the FBI probe. He said nothing's changed. He said they're still part of his top three. He said it doesn't help or hurt them. So according to him, you know, there's still three schools in the mix. He did say when he'll announce. He'll announce on April 30th at New Albany High School at 7 p.m. So that'll be a time I'm sure most of the state of Indiana will be tuning in. So he didn't offer a lot of hints about his decision. The fact that he's going to do it at New Albany High School, perhaps that's a hint that he might choose a popular decision among the state, but that's you know, obviously not for sure.
For a week where a guy's basically sitting out and taking it easy, taking it safe, you know, he's getting a lot of coverage still back at home. The Kansas situation you mentioned that broke earlier in the week with Kansas, one of Romeo's final three. And then, of course, he told Evan Daniels out there in Portland about when and where he was going to make the decision, which up until that point had been something that was kind of the question of the day, the question of time here for Romeo, waiting to see what the next step would be in his recruiting and when this thing would come to a finality. But I'll tell you what, is there buzz out there among the other media guys about now that the announcement date's been set and the location's been set? Is there an Indiana buzz? Is that safe to say out there?
There's a bit of a buzz. There's so many storylines out here with so many of these guys, so there's a lot to discuss and digest. But certainly people are talking about Romeo Langford, and people are also talking about what he could mean to Indiana basketball if he does go that route. So people are certainly intrigued by him, and everyone, you know, is trying to predict where he'll go. It's hard to say anything for sure until Romeo says so.
Talking with Hayes Gardner. Again, you can follow Hayes at Hayes Gardner on Twitter. He's had great stories all week for a lot of different papers and sources on the Nike Hoop Summit. I know his coverage will continue through the game tonight. Let's talk about the event in general, and I guess this could kind of be shared what you'll say for McDonald's and for the Jordan game that have already happened and are in the books. A big part of these events are the practices and the workouts leading up to the actual game itself, because you've got a number of NBA scouts and personnel in attendance. And I saw earlier this week, I think even before the USA team had their first practice, a tweet from the Hoop Summit account that a record number already there to watch the international team play, the world team play, and a great number expected to come over the rest of the week up through the game Friday. So really a lot of the most important opportunity for these kids that have been selected to be part of this great event. It happens behind closed doors. I think media is able to get in for most of it, but a real chance for them to get an early start, not with college coaches. Most of them are like Romeo in the final weeks of that decision or have maybe long been committed somewhere, but get a head start with the next step, which would be the professional level.
Right. It's a zoo of NBA scouts. Yesterday, there was a practice with the world team, their practice with the U.S. team, and as it gets closer to the game, there are more and more scouts in town, and in the gym, there's plenty of seating, and there's not a seat available, there's standing room only, for all of media members and scouts who want to be there. 150 scouts were credentialed for the weekend, so there's you know, a lot of scouts from every team, and they're all there to watch this next class, it's been exciting to see some of the top guys in the country go at it. This event is a little bit different for those who might tune in tonight. It's a little different than the McDonald's All-American game or the Jordan Brand Classic, where it's more of a competitive game, and players are trying to win. The McDonald's game is like the NBA All-Star game at times, kind of just a show-off fest with some highlight dunks and stuff. This game is more of a competitive, trying to win for the world or for the U.S., which makes it a little bit different, and also makes it exciting. In preparation and practices, the teams are practicing like they're on a high school team or a college team that's competing for a championship. They're running through plays. They're putting in sets. They're installing defenses. They all want to win Friday night.
Absolutely. Hayes Gardner, our guest, talking about the Nike Hoop Summit. Of course, Romeo Langford not expected to play because of concussion protocol for the rebound where he got smashed there across the face, as most of you probably watched. Anybody have stood out to you on the court this week? I feel like this is probably one of the senior classes nationally that people in this area probably follow the most, because we've been tracking Romeo over the years as he's rose to national prominence and a top five ranking in the 2018 class. But who's caught your eye this week out in Oregon?
There's, you know, almost all the top players are here. RJ Barrett has been the number one player in this class since he reclassified. He's going to Duke, and he's been exceptional. He's you can see why he's ranked so high. He's very athletic. His jump shot might need a little bit of work, but he is projected to be the first round pick in the 2019 NBA draft, and I think he's shown why in front of the scouts. Other guys have played well. Cam Reddish is a Duke commit. He played well. Bol Bol is an Oregon commit, and the knock on him is that he doesn't always play super hard, but he's 7'2" and has a body like I haven't seen before. All those guys are ranked higher than Romeo Langford. Haven't had a chance to see Langford play in person. But they all have solid practices leading up to this. Then there are guys like a guy that's in the 2019 class named Josh Green, who really turned heads on the world team. That's played really well. So his recruitment will start picking up this summer, almost definitely. And then there was one other guy who kind of stole the show last night. The U.S. team scrimmages a collection of former college players and local guys just to give them a good look for the game. And a high school senior in Seattle who's going to USC was on that scout team, and he was one of the best players on the floor. That's Kevin Porter out of Seattle going to USC. And he really impressed, even though he's not on the U.S. team. So those guys have looked good, and it's been a lot of guys who've shown some glimpses of having some pretty high talent.
Follow Hayes Gardner at Hayes Gardner. That's HayesGardner. Great coverage all week, Hayes. You're a great writer. We appreciate you taking time to join us. And, again, when we first made contact earlier in the week, we were preparing to get an update on how Romeo had practiced and prepared all week. Obviously, that's not going to be the case, but we still appreciate you chiming in with your thoughts and telling us what you know and your discussion with Romeo from earlier in the week.
Of course, of course. Happy to have done it.
Absolutely. Hayes Gardner joining us from Portland for the Nike Hoop Summit. Again, that game will take place, I believe it's a 10 o'clock Eastern time tip-off tonight on ESPN2, but no Romeo Langford expected to participate. I am going to watch the game because, again, I feel connected to this senior class after following them now for 3 or 4 years and getting the chance to see a lot of them up close and personal at some of the Shoe Circuit events over the year and, of course, the McDonald's game just a few weeks ago. I am interested to see if what Hayes said and what others have said this week comes true, that it maybe isn't as much of an all-star slam dunk fest as it is a competitive game, given it's a USA against the world scenario. They're kind of a little different format from the previous two games that Romeo had an opportunity to attend and play. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with you Monday at 11 o'clock. A ton of stuff to cover as we get ready for Romeo Langford's college decision and much more right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Have a great weekend. I'll be back with you Monday, 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock as well, right here on the Big X Sports Radio.